Is AirVenture just the tip of the FAA's cash grab iceberg? Celebrating a bonanza and restoring guns in the cockpit. This is Aero News for Monday, June 10th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. With the public outcry growing larger over the FAA's sudden financial demands to staff EAA's AirVenture, sources within the FAA suggest the current efforts may be just the tip of the iceberg. ANN has learned that there are reportedly extensive discussions within the FAA, as well as outright intent to seek fees for a great number of events and activities that the FAA now deems to be outside of, quote, normal operations, end quote. Apparently, the FAA is developing a menu for basic service fees that starts with events as simple as a grassroots air show waiver, ostensibly to start at or about $5,000, and to increase as the FAA's role becomes more complex or develops outside those normal operations. And it doesn't stop there. The FAA has a growing list of public events that require, quote, extra surveillance and operational support, end quote, such as the Super Bowl and smaller bowl events, major auto racing events such as the Indy 500, major golf events such as various PGA contests, horse racing, the World Series, and more. ANN has been told that the FAA believes that it could eventually recoup some $20 to $30 million with an aggressive push to make special operations, quote, pay their share, end quote. There is, however, significant concern within FAA legal circles as to whether they could get away with this escalating shakedown. A negative reaction to the FAA's aero extortion scheme continues to escalate. ANN, of course, will continually update this story. It's 66 years and counting for the Beechcraft Bonanza. Beechcraft Corporation held a special ceremony June 3rd to deliver the 4,000th Model 36 Beechcraft Bonanza, a G36 owned by Segal Group of Baltimore, Maryland. The Bonanza is the longest continuously produced aircraft in history, and more than 18,000 Model 35, 33, and 36 units have been delivered since 1947. Segal Group will use the aircraft to conduct site visits and client meetings while developing shopping centers and brokering real estate deals in the Mid-Atlantic region for national retail and restaurant companies. The aircraft delivered last week carried a special N4000L tail number. Southwest Airlines Pilots Association is calling for the U.S. Senate to follow the lead of the U.S. House of Representatives, which recently passed an amendment to restore federal flight deck officer program funding. The amendment, authored by Representatives Richard Hudson, Republican of North Carolina, Peter DeFazio, Democrat of Oregon, and former Transportation Committee Chair John Mica, Republican of Florida, passed by a voice vote on Wednesday during floor consideration of the fiscal year 2014 Homeland Security Appropriations. Passage of this Hudson-DeFazio-Mica amendment completes efforts in the House to restore funding for that program. The president proposed eliminating the FFDO funding in his fiscal year 2014 budget proposal. The Appropriations Committee restored half the funding, $12.5 million, when it passed its Homeland Security bill in May. The amendment increased funding levels for FFDO by an additional $12.5 million to a total of $25 million. Action is now required in the Senate. The FFDO program provides training for flight deck officers to carry firearms as sworn and deputized federal law enforcement officers commissioned by the Department of Homeland Security and TSA's Law Enforcement Division. ESA's fourth automated transfer vehicle, Albert Einstein, will be docking with the International Space Station later this week on Saturday, June 15th. The ATV was launched into orbit on Wednesday evening from Europe's spaceport in French Guiana. ATV-4 is carrying a record payload of 5,400 pounds of dry cargo. Stored in ATV's pressurized section, this cargo is also the most diverse ever, with more than 1,400 items. ATV was developed to deliver goods and propellants under a barter agreement with NASA to support Europe's share of the station's operating costs. Albert Einstein is the fourth in a series of five ATVs. It will spend over 4 months docked to the station, during which time it will provide extra storage room and a quiet rest area for the astronauts. It also offers a powerful maneuvering capability to raise the station's altitude to combat natural orbital decay, and, if required, to steer it out of the way of dangerous space debris. At the end of its mission, filled with waste, it will undock on October 28th and make a safe, controlled re-entry over the South Pacific. When Aero News continues, Alaska's pilots no longer out in the contract cold, graduation day at Northrop Grumman, and an Aero twist on Neighborhood Watch.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Monday, June 10th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Alaska Airlines and the Airline Pilots Association International have reached tentative agreement on a new five-year contract for the carrier's 1,480 pilots. The proposed contract includes pay raises and quality of life and productivity improvements. ALPA's leadership is unanimously recommending that Alaska pilots ratify the tentative agreement, and a vote is expected to be completed in mid-July. The current contract was ratified in May 2009 and became amendable on April the 1st. Negotiators for ALPA and Alaska Airlines have been working on a new contract since last summer. Remotely controlled aircraft designed by high school seniors took to the air for the first time recently in the culmination of a mentoring program sponsored by Northrop Grumman Corporation. The flight demonstrations, conducted during the last week of May, served as the final exam of a four-month curriculum in aircraft development to encourage students to consider careers in engineering. A stiff ocean breeze greeted five students on a recent afternoon near Northrop Grumman's Redondo Beach campus as they went through final preparation of the airplanes they designed and built using plastic foam, balsa wood, and healthy doses of ingenuity. One by one, the students watched as each aircraft was launched by Jeremy Alonso, a Northrop Grumman engineer who serves as lead instructor for the aircraft development program. Some of the airplanes didn't stay aloft on the first try, but they all eventually took off and landed intact. In 1996 and again in 2005, Northrop Grumman's HIP program received the President's Volunteer Award, the highest U.S. presidential award for volunteerism. Rudy Leora, coordinator of the Aircraft Design Program and Integration Manager for Northrop Grumman's X-47B Unmanned Combat Air System Program, said, quote, "If Northrop Grumman can inspire even one student to pursue engineering or a similar discipline involving science and math, the mentoring program is well worth it," end quote. You know, there was a time not too long ago that sitting near an airport fence with a camera and a long lens would have, at the very least, gotten you escorted away from the airport and might have led to a lengthy conversation with local or federal authorities. While that may still be the case, groups of plane spotters in Chicago and elsewhere have been organized and enlisted in the cause of airport safety by state and local officials. A CNN feature explains how a Chicago group called ORD Airport Watch has been working with local authorities to help the cause of airport safety around Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Members of the all-volunteer group have undergone background checks and received training in how to recognize suspicious activity. While enjoying their favorite hobby of photographing low-flying airplanes, they must wear official orange vests and carry a police-issued ID card. Failure to do so can get members kicked out of the group. Bensonville is one of many communities near the airport. Village President Frank Soto said the presence of the ORD Airport Watch has helped reduce crime 54% since 2009 and 6% just last year. In a statement to CNN, a TSA representative said that the agency is, quote, "proud to provide support and training to the Bensonville Police Department Airport Watch program to help improve security at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport," end quote. Of course, there was a time, if you're old enough to remember it, when just going and sitting outside an airport fence and watching the planes land and take off was a bit of family entertainment. Those days have long since passed. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.